is time to put away the bias, the lies, and deceit and bring forth real talk from real people about real news. Providing the out loud truth and capturing the essence of a new generation all in a fast-paced hour. This is Viewpoint This Sunday.
Welcome to the weekend news magazine, Viewpoint This Sunday. This is Malcolm Out Loud. Well, today we're going to talk about all things China, the threat of China, both the military component, the economic component, and of course, as we all know, the COVID component of this story as well. There is potentially no bigger story than the assault that we're seeing from China. We have an extraordinary program today with tremendous potential, and I think that you'll get a great deal out of this, I am certain, and it's because of the people we have on the program. We're pleased to have on here today, Dr. Li Mengyang will join us. Colonel Lawrence Sellen is here. Lieutenant General Tom McInerney is here. Professor Larry Bell and IQ Al Razuli join us on Viewpoint This Sunday. We'll start right off at the top here. I want to talk about the CCP specifically. And we'll bring on Dr. Li Mengyang first. She's an independent virologist and whistleblower who is calling out the CCP for what they are. She has been very truthful and forward about the COVID-19 and where this has been established and what has happened. There's been some recent developments that have happened with threats to her own life and also very important documents that have been taken offline and so forth. So without any further ado here, let's bring on Dr. Li Mengyang and talk about this recent story, which has to do with the personal attacks against yourself from the CCP. Tell us what's happening there, please.
Hi, Malcolm. Thank you. So briefly, these days, what I suffer is like the Chinese people suffer from the Cultural Revolution many years ago. Because I have reviewed the virus truth from the beginning of the COVID-19 outbreak, which make China very angry. And then I escaped to US, I keep speaking out in TV and media, and then I published 3 Yen reports to use scientific evidence and later on with intelligence evidence to tell people why this is made in Chinese lab and by the Chinese military. And they are using the misinformation to cheat the world. The nature of the virus is the unrestricted bioweapon, which was intentionally released and to destroy the Chinese Communist Party's enemies' countries. So China now, because of the pressure of Biden administration's 90-day start bill about the virus truth, and also because the world woke up to understand this is from China, CCP tried to destroy everything which can prove they're criminal, that including my report and also me as an insider. So recently, Chinese Communist Party and their allies, some people who infiltrated from China to America, pretend to be anti-CCP dissident, but actually they are helping Chairman Xi, helping Chinese Communist Party. They are conducting this task. They try to silence me, and the thing is, first, they smear me, attack me online, like exactly how they did in China. And also now, from yesterday, they pushed the database which published my report to close the access of my report without any scientific reason, which is a violation of the scientific principle. But today, I have already resubmitted my report.
Real quickly, let me remind listeners here a moment, Dr. Li Mengyang. You know, as a defector that left China, barely left with your life, as we've talked about on previous times that you and I have discussed with listeners, when did you arrive here? Remind listeners when you arrived in the U.S., please.
End of April last year.
Yeah, so it's not been a very long time. So April of 2020, correct?
Yes.
And since then, the threats have become more and more. And over the last, as we listen to the Sun Sunday morning, since Friday and Saturday, I understand you've had some pretty serious threats and you've had to get protection for your life. Is that correct?
Yes, the local policeman and other department and my friend, they are helping me. And now there are people pretend to be anti-CCP because it's political correction in U.S. to go here and to street me. And then they smear me. They said they want me to be killed from America. And also they smear me as a CCP agent on IRS. Mm-hmm. All these things happen because they need to discredit me. Then they want people not listen to me. That's how I told you, disappear. Chinese Communist Party disappear.
I want to bring on our two military officers in just a moment here so we can talk a little more about the CCP. But let me set the tone and say this. I wanted you to hear from Dr. Li Mingyong first to see about these threats. I mean, let me say this. She is, I mean, certainly what I would call a patriot. She is fearless, for sure, absolutely fearless. And she is about the truth. And I know because I've talked with her plenty off mic and on mic both. And I can tell you all of that. She's a tremendous person and understands the threats that are and has put herself in harm's way, very frankly. So here's what I want to tell everybody. If you go to the FBI website, okay, I mean, listen, Christopher Wray says, puts it right out there and says this, the greatest long-term threat to our nation's information and intellectual property and to our economic vitality is the counterintelligence and economic espionage threat from China. So that's kind of the quote coming from there. Now, here's interesting. They say on the FBI website, to be clear, and this is an important point, I want to make it, the adversary is not the Chinese people, let's to be clear here, okay? Or people of Chinese descent or heritage. That's important to tell folks that. Please understand what we're speaking about here. The threat comes from the programs and policies pursued by totalitarian authoritative government, period. That is exactly it. The Chinese government is employing tactics that seem to influence lawmakers and public opinion to achieve policies that are more favorable to China. And this is on the FBI website, what I'm reading to you. I just want you to see the context of what I'm speaking about. At the same time, the FBI says the Chinese government is seeking to become the world's greatest superpower through predatory lending and business practices, systematic theft of intellectual property, and brazen cyber intrusions. China's efforts target businesses, academic institutions, researchers, lawmakers, and the general public, and will require a whole of society response. I mean, listen, that's a remarkable few statements. And I wanted to set the table with that because this is your FBI saying that, and they haven't been exactly as that outspoken in some of this. That puts it in context right there. Let me bring in on now here, our two military officers joining us here. And I'll tell you a little bit about both right now. First of all, Colonel Lawrence Sellin is here. He served in both Iraq and Afghanistan. He also worked as a research physiologist at the U.S. Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Diseases. Very interesting background and understands the COVID aspect of this as well. Also, Lieutenant General Tom McInerney is here. He's a retired United States Air Force Lieutenant General. And General McInerney has been on the forefront of many of these stories and very outspoken about the threat to America in regards to China. Speaking about the CCP, and let's keep it really at 30,000 feet here initially, speaking about the threat that the CCP is, Colonel Sellin, you hear Dr. Li Mingyong at the top of the program talk about the threats to herself. She's been very outspoken about the COVID piece of this. Let's explain to listeners, from your perspective, the actual threat that the CCP is, in your opinion.
Well, the threat of the CCP is at multiple levels. I've done a lot of work in the biological warfare area. China has a massive biological warfare program. But, you know, it's more than that. To respond to what Dr. Yan has said, I think people don't realize how much infiltration by the CCP and, in fact, the PLA is ongoing in the United States. I first saw it when I started examining the virus research programs in the United States and how much it was infiltrated by CCP and PLA scientists. But it's much broader than that. People know about the Confucius Institutes at the universities. There are professional associations in the United States that are basically cells for the Chinese Communist Party. You even have people who come to the United States on political or religious asylum who are organizing and working for the CCP in the United States while given asylum in the United States. So there is really a massive infiltration, and these people are organized and coordinating.
People need to understand the next battlefront with China, and I'll ask this question to you, General McInerney, is this. The next battlefield is probably not going to be a typical military exercise. That's my guess. And we've actually been covering this in past weeks, what I'm talking about right now. And actually, Dr. Yan and I have talked about this pretty extensively as well. But it's going to be a biological aspect and a cyber aspect to this. That's the threat moving forward, I believe. Would you speak about that, General McInerney, and elaborate a little bit more on that, please?
Yes, I will, Malcolm. Thank you very much for having me. And of course, being on with Colonel Sellin and Dr. Lee Min-young. Oh, probably 2 months ago, I have concluded that COVID-19 was a deliberate biological attack on not only the United States, but the world by the CCP. Notice I said CCP. Now, they used deception. They used a whole host of things. And unfortunately, COVID-19, they're moving that through the world, through the Chinese New Year, and flooding the world with people, was also helped by our own government. And I'm being specific, is Dr. Fauci of the CDC, as I've traced back from a report by Dr. David Martin on the 9th of July, when Fauci filed his first patent, and through the period up to 2020, 2019, there were 73 patents. So that just reinforced my conclusion that it was a deliberate biological attack aided by enemies, domestic enemies in the United States. They thought they were doing good, let's put it this way, of exchanging ideas, gain to function, discussions on COVID that eventually became COVID-19. But that's deliberately what it was. And we can have a bunch of Philadelphia lawyers argue whether it was deliberate, whether Xi should have told the world, or whether he deliberately did it without and then used that escape from the Wuhan lab. As you remember, it was supposed to have come initially from the bat market. That was their cover story. But in any case, they have a ideology in the Chinese Communist Party and the People's Liberation Army called unrestricted warfare. And their unrestricted warfare, as you stated out in introducing me, has to do with using biological attacks as well as cyber warfare attacks. Now, the Chinese economy grew at 18% in the year 2000. The rest of the world was negative GDP growth. So that gives you a sniff test. The rationale for them wanting to do it deliberately, and the people in America, the domestic enemies who have aided them, because it's a massive organization. It's led by key people like George Soros, the globalists, Barack Hussein Obama, a whole host of his people that knew the system. Because on the 3rd of November, and I announced it on the 2nd of November, we got hit with a massive cyber warfare attack. Now, when you couple these two together and couple unrestricted warfare, our Joint Chiefs of Staff are looking at kinetic warfare, looking at it in Taiwan. No, they own us now because of what they have done globally with the biological attack on the world. And number two, with the cyber attack on our election system, which just 2 days ago, much of it was announced in the Arizona audit, And for instance, there were 73,000, I think the number is, votes, mail-in ballots, that were never sent out. So they had 73,000 more than they sent out on mail-in ballots. Pennsylvania had the same thing in their election, but the cyber is the final number. So what we are playing checkers. The CCP is playing chess, and they are aided by Americans who believe in globalism, who believe in open borders, to wit, what's going on in Texas and the southern border today, and the concern, if they had no concern on the election, they would be demanding, they being Biden, would demand that all 50 states be audited. They ought to be proud of that and be bragging about it. Instead, they've got thousands of lawyers trying to contest at the six key battleground states where they focus. Now, I happen to be privy to this top secret program that was sent, was given to the, sold to the Chinese and was used in the election. And because of that, I know exactly where their servers, where they were located, what their server numbers were, what servers they hit in the U.S. in the six battleground states, primarily in Georgia, it was in the Atlanta, Fulton County. In Michigan, it was Detroit. In Pennsylvania, it was Philadelphia. And in Arizona, it was Maricopa County. Nevada, it was Las Vegas. And Wisconsin, I forget which location it was. But they focused it very sharply. Now, nobody could have missed that when you look at Cyber Command, when you look at NSA, when you look at CIA, when you look at the FBI, when you look at DHS. They could not miss that. And the reason they couldn't is because for our nuclear retaliatory capability, we look for these type cyber warfare attacks because they will be the tipper of when something's going to happen.
Okay. You're connected the dots in a very interesting way, General McInerney, and you're really talking about a coordinated effort here is, I think, what you're suggesting, right? It's a coordinated effort, ties to the election, ties to a bigger area. I got to ask you, Colonel Sillin, a couple of things on this. This coordinated effort approach, which brings in the election that, which is not truly the focus of today, but it's a very interesting point General McInerney brings up with the threat. Are you convinced that that also plays into this bigger narrative of the CCP?
Well, certainly they look at biological warfare, not in the active part of warfare, but actually a pre-war. They see agents like COVID-19, which are agents which are highly contagious, yet have a relatively low mortality rate, where they can use it to destabilize or disrupt a society prior to war. So that is in the Chinese military doctrine. And if I could add one thing to what General McInerney said, as far as cooperation of people in the United States in developing the COVID-19, this really gets back to, again, to Chinese military doctrine. If you look at their biological warfare program, it's actually at three levels. They have a core secret military level, which includes all the military hospitals and research centers. Now, layered on top of that are the so-called civilian research centers and universities. Now, people need to understand that there's no difference between civilian and military research in China. And I'm not saying this, it's the Chinese Communist Party which says this. In 2016, in the 13th five-year plan, they mandated, in fact, the fusion of civilian and military research. So you have this core military program. On top of it is layered the civilian research institutes and universities. And this is the conduit which they access international skills and knowledge, in particular in the United States. We've had what I call scientific chain migration of CCP and PLA scientists coming to the United States starting in the 1990s. And then once they establish themselves in the laboratory, they invite their colleagues. So you have a huge number of people, Chinese scientists from the PLA, CCP scientists, who are accessing American technology and skills. And that is fed back into the biological warfare program in China. And this has been actually supported by institutions in the United States, like the National Institutes of Health, and in particular, Dr. Anthony Fauci. So in a sense, we've been funding China's biological warfare program indirectly by funding these laboratories that which have these CCP and PLA scientists in them.
Do you have any question or any hesitation at all that China did not want Donald Trump to be reelected, that that they had some sort of influence in this last? Do you have any sense of that?
Oh, absolutely. I fully support what General McInerney says. I think the two primary ways of attacking the United States during the election period was via COVID-19 and through cyber attacks, in particular around the election. So there's no doubt in my mind.
All right. I thank you for saying that. I wanted to hear your truth on that, because I really didn't hear it put the way you just did. Okay, perfect. I get a sinking feeling, and I don't know if this is accurate or not, but I ask you here, based on what we've just gone through, really, in this transition, and it's been a buildup, as you just suggested, over the past, decade plus, at least, to get to this point here. Do you get a sense at all that this is kind of a test run? When we talk about the this is a question I've been talking to Dr. Yun quite a bit about. I asked her right out, my golly, if this is what they've done from that one lab, this whole exercise of the SARS-CoV virus here, then how much more is going on in their labs? Now, you already said on the biological front, they are second to none, and they are leading the charge in this area. So my question is, and this really is a hell of a question, but it scares the hell out of me. I don't know about you, but this whole thing with this attack, both cyber but in the biological, was this a test run in your real professional opinion?
Well, it certainly appears that way. If you look at COVID-19, it's a particular type of biological weapon, which again is highly contagious but low mortality. Now they're also working on viruses that are much more dangerous, which, for example, the Zika virus and the dengue fever virus, the Japanese encephalitis. Now, these viruses attack the central nervous system and also infect pregnant women and their fetuses. What is particularly interesting about this is that in connection with COVID-19 is that COVID-19 has particular characteristics of also infecting the central nervous system. So if one looks at the pattern of what the Chinese biological warfare program is doing, they can see within COVID-19, part of that affecting the central nervous system, and people, one of their initial symptoms is they lose sense of smell and sense of taste. And these are also characteristics of the more advanced type of and more dangerous types of biological weapons, which I just mentioned. So the pattern itself points to the fact that this is a program that is developing and continuing and is dangerous. Very dangerous.
All right. I mean, that should tell people plenty what Colonel Sellin puts out there right there. Just listen to everything you've just heard from both officers here now. And I want to ask you, Dr. Yun, this. You hear both of these decorated military officers here, truly remarkable American patriots here. And I just want to ask you now, the threat of the CCP, you and I've talked about, the biological aspect of this, the cyber aspect of it. Tell folks, in your words and listeners, so they hear from you directly, what is the threat? Do you acknowledge everything that's been said? And do you also agree of the threat of the CCP? And how do you exactly see it?
Oh, I respect the insights from Colonel Sellin and General McInerney. They really have a good understanding about China and understand their threat to America. Actually, China is crazy now. I mean, the whole CCP regime, because of its ideology, is just like a machine which has no humanity, which can do everything beyond your expectation, and they don't care about life. they just want to overcome. They just want to control the world. And then, as you say, that they already released the unrestricted bioweapon COVID-19 and lead to the historic pandemic. But what are they doing now? So they are still spreading misinformation. So yesterday, when they pulled out my three reports, and then immediately in China, the government media started to announce there are over 20 scientists collaborated with some other Western scientists to write a paper which prove this virus is from nature. So this is their evil idea. They want to cheat the world and they want to overcome the world without people understand what happened. So what we should realize is this is the beginning of their actions, because China feels they start win and then they will do more things. It's like from the criminal psychology. If a woman want to kill a guy who is stronger than her, so she's most probably using poison, but not directly using weapons. So China is like that. Chinese Communist Party know from the weapon level, military level, they cannot compete with America or Europe. But they know using this way underground and cheat the innocent people in U.S. and Europe and other countries, they have some they can manage to win. And that's what they will keep doing, from the bioweapon to later also at the same time, like the cyber war, they are using their ideology to brainwash the people in the democratic countries. And then they take the advantage of that. So there are a lot of threats ongoing. If people don't wake up, then later it will be late.
You know, I've been doing this broadcast now 5 years, America Out Loud here, but this broadcast Viewpoint this Sunday. And I will tell you right now, this is potentially, I believe it is, one of the most profound conversations I've had on any topic, and specifically China. And I knew it had that potential. And I got to tell you, it's remarkable what we're speaking about right now. And you hear Dr. Yun say, and she's very clear in her message to wake up. I mean, she's relentless about this. I'm telling you, she messages, we talk all the time. She, you know, and she's very, very driven to the truth. I really applaud her, and I've become very dear friends with her for a lot of reasons. I mean, but and I'm proud to say that, because she is the warning bell for what has taken place here. She's trying to warn the world of the dangers. It's one thing when you have people here in the United States saying this. It's another thing when a citizen of that country speaks like she speaks in the truth. All of these are warning signals for what the United States should do next. Now, that's really what I'd like to talk about in the last part of this show, which we've got a lot to cover. I mean, there's not barely going to be enough time today, but I want to talk about steps we can take. I want to talk about that with Colonel Sellin, with General McInerney. Also, I want to bring in IQ Al-Razouli to talk about some interesting pieces he's written about the China threat that I'd like to get our military officers' perspective on, and the economic threat with Professor Larry Bell as well. So we got all that coming up in just a moment here. Now, listen, we are about the out loud truth. We're about liberty and justice for all. That is our role here. It is just to moderate these kinds of conversations. It's all back at America Out Loud. There's a reason we are in a massive growth mode and growing like a rocket ship. It's because of the magnitude of people you hear on this show here today, but it's also throughout our entire campaign and our platform. When you hear people like you'll hear today, but also other folks and military officers and the top MDs in the country are back at America Out Loud. So your role, your job is to help share the truth with all the great writers and columnists and the shows and the pod. I mean, we are a beacon of truth and really a beacon of liberty and justice for all, which is what I always say to you. And this is the place for that right here. Lastly, before we pause here and continue, I want to remind you to go to HealthyCell.com, one of our esteemed national sponsors that I've been taking Healthy Cell for 3.5 years plus. It is a phenomenal product. They have an interest in one of the items, products you got to check out is Immune Super Boost. It's got the zinc, the A, the D, the echinacea, all the things in there to fight any virus, any flu, any COVID. Because my fellow Americans, it goes like this. If you have a healthy immune system, you can fight any virus or any flu or anything coming at you pretty much. But you've got to stay healthy to do that and not compromise yourself. You do that with a product like this, obviously. HealthyCell.com/OutLoud. And all of our listeners, your first order is 20% off. And that is a gift back to all of our listeners. Just click the banner also back at America Out Loud. There's a whole host of products there, and they are a tremendous company. They have REM sleep, focus. It's all gel form as well. Very easy to take. I love it. It's the best stuff going. And then you'll be out loud style like me. So, hey, got to go take that. But anyways, healthycell.com/outloud or click the banner back at America Out Loud. Okay, we're going to pause just a moment here. And we'll return just on the other side of this. You're listening to Viewpoint This Sunday.
The America Out Loud Talk Radio app is on Android or Apple. It's the perfect way to listen in to the new generation of talk shows and hosts who are ready to inform and inspire.
Because of COVID-19, the average American worries about their immune health 4 times a day. That's 112 times per year. To minimize the worries, leading nutritional supplement company, Healthy Cell, created Immune Super Boost, an immune supplement that contains 15 full doses of science-backed nutrients like vitamin C, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea, all in a one-a-day pill-free gel pack. It tastes great, is convenient on the go, and it's more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Supporting a strong and resilient immune system can be simple. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Immune Super Boost. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
The America Out Loud family is comprised of patriots in the true sense of the word. We know that if America fails, the world will fail. It is incumbent upon us to carry the torch for liberty and the Constitution to help save America for future generations to come. AmericaOutLoud.com. It's a fight for the soul of humanity.
We are the vision of the voices. You can email us at talk@americaoutloud.com.
We join you back here. We're having an extraordinary conversation today on Viewpoint This Sunday with Lieutenant General Tom McInerney is here. Colonel Lawrence Sellin joins us. Dr. Lee Mignon is here. Also, Professor Larry Bell, IQ Al Razuli, will be joining us here in the next half hour. Thank you again, my fellow Americans, for being with us here on the mission, as we are. And we're talking all things China today, the threat that is China. I want to now, it's really important we move quickly because there's a lot to cover. Before I get to the economic piece, I want to talk about the military strategy. And I also want to talk about the biological and cyber. Here's my big question for everybody. I'd really like to bring to the table here, how can we stop them? That's what I really want to talk. I don't want, you know, it's one thing to keep talking about the problem. And sitting in, you know, the problem exists. I think we just addressed that. Let's talk about strategies and answers here, both from a military standpoint, economic in a moment, biological and cyber. There are many aspects here. I want to bring on IQ Al Razuli now. And IQ Al Razuli is a foreign affairs analyst. He's an Iraqi exile, born in Baghdad, Arabic speaker, scholar, author, he's a weekly writer at America Out Loud, and a great voice. And some interesting pieces, IQ, that you wrote recently, and I actually want to get Colonel Sellin and General McInerney's opinion on these here from a military aspect. Now, we know the buildup of China in the Pacific is incredible. We know what the South China Sea is there. We understand the threats with Hong Kong, Taiwan. There are so many threats in that region. You say in one of your pieces, the Pacific Atlantic Alliance is needed to contain China's threat. And when you wrote this and we published it, I very much wanted to talk to some military officers about what you put out here. You say China's disproportionate capabilities have the potential to lessen U.S. military advantage, especially where it counts most in the Pacific region. Where is the stratagem that the West, specifically the United States, has in place to counteract this equation? You say it will be impossible for the USA alone to stand up to the impending Chinese juggernaut. A new outside-the-box thinking must take place to do so. The one possibility here, you say, is a plausible scenario I've come to would be a combined Pacific-Atlantic alliance made up of the following states: USA, NATO, Russia, India, Australia, Japan, South Korea, the Philippines, whose combined populations, military might, and economic resources would be greater than China's for sure. Can you speak about that IQ and talk to us about this idea so we can address the military guys here and have them respond, please?
America alone, Europe alone, any country on earth alone cannot ever go against the CCP. China is an economic powerhouse, a military powerhouse, 1.3 billion people. And they're not stupid people. They are very capable people. They were a civilization thousands of years ago. So to underestimate them is the biggest mistake. And the only way I came to conclusion is to have an equal number of human beings with greater number of economic and military power. And the only way it can be done is when you have USA, NATO, Russia, India, Australia, all countries who are threatened by the Chinese CCP should combine military and economic forces. I don't know if anybody has a better idea. I would love to listen to it. If Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, and Thailand want to join, even better. Back to you, sir.
Right. Okay. Let's bring now both General McInerney back on here and also Colonel Sellin, please, to talk about this on the abstract, to understand the threat, and then talk about what we can do. Go ahead. Colonel Sellin, go ahead, please.
Well, I can completely agree with what was just said. I'll just talk about one example. We're going through a strategic transition in South Asia with the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. And the big winner could be China and by extension, Pakistan. We all know that China is interested in moving into South Asia. They have developed with Pakistan the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor. So what China is looking to do is, through Pakistan, take control of Afghanistan, exploit their mineral wealth, add them to the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, and start building military bases on the Arabian Sea in Pakistan's Balochistan province. So in that case, you would have a major Chinese military base at the mouth of the Persian Gulf, which would link to the already established Chinese naval base at the entrance of the Red Sea towards the Suez Canal. So these two military bases will control the vital sea lanes of the Arabian Sea and connect to the South China Sea, and therefore control a lot of the economic activity. So what was just said in terms of alliances, certainly in that case, you would need an alliance with India, and that alliance with India should, as was stated, connect to other countries. So we are at a strategic, a geopolitical change point here with the withdrawal, and we have to have a strategy to address that.
Do you have any sense that the Biden administration could do that or would do that?
I don't see anything that the Biden administration is doing to have a strategy that addresses the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan and the vacuum that will be created that China is sure to fill.
Yeah, that's exactly my concern right there. Here's an interesting thought, Colonel Sellin. Do you think that the Biden people are just ignorant? The Biden administration, I say here, because we don't really even know who's making the decisions, but are they just ignorant to the facts, or do they know everything we're speaking about and just choose to do nothing, do you think, please?
I think it's a combination that they're compromised by China and they're ignorant.
Wow. Okay. General McInerney, I've got to get your voice in here.
I think the Biden administration knows exactly what they're doing. Mm. 50 plus executive orders that they put out, like canceling the XL pipeline, they specifically benefit China. Now, China's objectives are global in the 2035, 2045 timeframe, and they want to be the global economic power. And so they don't want kinetic war. That doesn't benefit them. They are benefiting from the global economy that we acquiesced with both Republican and Democratic presidents for so long and moved so much of our industry abroad. That's what President Trump turned around. President Trump got and understood the economics of all this. Now, with reference specifically to the Biden administration, I think from watching Biden, Malcolm, you can agree that he is not driving the train. He's a doofus, and his cognitive skills are diminished greatly. And this is coming from Obama. And Obama lives in Kalorama in Washington, D.C. He's the only president in the United States, when he left office, stayed in Washington, D.C. George Washington, who was from Mount Vernon, at least moved back there. All other presidents have gone back to where they came from, or in the case of—
Well, in fact, and one other point, General, he created OFA, the Organizing for America, just down the road there, and had Valerie Jarrett still running that.
Precisely. So you understand that. Mm-hmm. And that's why Susan Rice is in, she's in. But without dwelling on that, let's get back on the crux of China.
Right.
China is not going to attack kinetically Taiwan because they're going to own it economically. They don't want to get the rest of the world upset or arouse the world before they have accomplished their goals. And so it is without question, they have infiltrated our universities, as you were pointing out in the introduction remarks. Economy, the big tech companies all see China as an economic means of growth, and they all want to be part of it, whether it's Apple, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, they all want to be part of it. And they have this globalist philosophy. So the threat that we face within is massive amounts of money, of wealth on the globalists, the George Soros, these big tech titans that are billionaires, and their desire for this global economy that China is taking advantage of. And they're very clever at it.
I think that we now see a threat that is in front of us. It is, as General McInerney said, 18% growth last year. Think about this, my fellow Americans, and think about the growth the rest of everybody else had. They had none. I mean, there was really nothing else going on. So we were all at a deficit, and yet there was a victory for the Chinese government with all that said. So economic, I want to come back in just a moment. We're going to talk to Colonel Sellin in just a moment. And McInerney, I want to come back to both of you in just a moment and discuss more of this. It's really important we get in today's program the biological and cyber aspect, things we can do to stop that. Let's put that aside. That's important. Got to come back to that. Economically, let's bring on here Professor Larry Bell, please. Professor Larry Bell is an endowed professor at the University of Houston. He's a political analyst and author of many, many books, and a columnist at Newsmax, America Out Loud. Very interestingly, we're having an energy fight right now with where we've disconnected pipelines. We got no, and we're now becoming dependent again on energy. We are, becoming very dependent on these rare earths. And rare earths are something maybe you haven't heard of, my friends, but there's something you need to hear that tied to, China. Rare earths are 17 indispensable metals used in an endless variety of the technologies, things we count on and trust every day. I'm talking also strategic military airplanes, computers, smartphones, our energy grids and things of that nature, weapons, airplanes, and then solar and wind, all the stuff they're saying you're going to be running on electric now. So all of these rare earths in China, we are very dependent upon that. Can you speak about the threat, Larry, and tell us what we're faced with, please?
Yes, very pleased to do so. And I'm honored to be on this program with such distinguished guests. Understand that China controls 80% of the rare earth materials, as you mentioned, Malcolm, go into all these electronic devices, including the wind systems and the electric vehicles and the batteries and so on, battery storage. And that's a very big deal. And it's not only an economic issue, as I think you mentioned, but as the other guests, General McInerney and Colonel Sullen were saying, these are also very important strategic military threats, because these same materials go into advanced weapon systems and so on that we depend upon. We're finding that at a time when the Biden administration is so desperately eager to join with the Paris climate crowd and attack fossil fuels, this absolutely insane notion that they're going to replace the fossil fuels, hydrocarbons, with windmills and sunbeams is patently absurd. And we're putting ourselves in a very bad situation, where at a time when we are hell-bent to cut back on our own fossil infrastructures, that we're seeing China, which is pretty much exempt from all of this, mm-hmm. until it reaches its peak level in 2030, is building the equivalent of about one coal-fired power plant per week, enormous infrastructure they're building. So as we get into this 2030, 2040, 2050 timeframe that we're talking about, where China's seeking domination, we'll find that we will have decimated our power systems and our structures. We will have crippled our energy grids by adding electric vehicles to the grid, which, and it's unreliable, it's an ancient grid that's all cobbled together from the very beginning. It'll be a greater threat both to natural energy grid interruptions, because solar and wind are intermittent, but also much more susceptible to cyber attacks, which make our whole country very vulnerable.
Yeah, you know, when you look at the decisions they've made, Larry, this administration specifically, just a very specific question, a quick answer back, please. But when you look at the decisions the Biden administration has made in regards to the energy, in regards to all of these economic policies, why would they take such a position, and knowingly that it's going to hurt our country? What would you say back to that?
It's a tremendous head scratcher. I've been looking at this climate issue and how unreliable, to give it credit, being just unreliable, the so-called climate science has been on predictive models that can't even be reversed to predict the current models, mm-hmm. reverse engineered to predict current models. So why this is happening? Understand it's a globalist issue. It's very much attached to the United Nations and its Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and agendas. And we see countries that if we look at Germany, for example, it's been devastating with building the wind power they've done in that country, and the brownouts and blackouts that have ensued since then. To imagine that,
which is what we'll be having here if they continue down this road, correct?
Exactly. That's the canary in the coal mine, or the eagle in the coal mine, and we should be aware of that.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. All right, you can see the threat now that Professor Bell talks about economically, and then the head scratcher that we talk about. All right, let's get Colonel Sullen back on here and General McInerney here. We'll take advantage of time here. Now, again, the head scratcher, I know what both of you would say when I posed that question to you that I just posed to Professor Bell as guys of strategic thought and military officers. When I ask you why would the Biden administration make the kinds of decisions economically and energy-wise they've made, I would have to ask you, it looks like this is a fool's game at this point. General McInerney, are we kidding anybody at this point?
The fact is Dr. Bell is spot on. The green economy and all that is designed as a leveling to the American economy. It brings it down. And the efforts that have been made that specifically enable China to grow economically above us, which President Trump was stopping, are deliberate. They're not accidents. They know exactly what they're doing. It's being driven, in my opinion, by Obama. And the fact is we must be aware of that, and we must alert the American people.
If based on what you're saying there being true, Colonel Shellen, let me ask you with what McInerney puts out there, which is pretty big. The only conclusion I can come up with right now, and although nobody's saying this, I mean, we are at war right now in ways that I don't think anybody really has a clue. Are we not?
Yes, I would say primarily we're at war with the globalists, because the globalists don't see the United States as a country. They see it as a land and people to exploit. And in order to do that exploitation, they need a government that is something similar to the Chinese Communist Party. So this is how, those two lines of evidence merge, that you have the globalist and the Chinese Communist Party essentially working together for this destruction of our constitutional republic.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I always learn from you guys when you're on. I mean, I can imagine listeners out, but we learn so much, really. It's such a depth of knowledge here. Colonel Shellen, I just want to ask you straight out now. Let's go right around and get just a conclusive answer to then. What's your best answer back to how to stop them with the what's going on in the biological labs there and the cyber threat? Any advice? And what is the best advice, knowing that these are, again, we're not talking about a kinetic war here. We're talking about something far more devious. What's your advice on that?
Well, we need to do three things. The first and most important thing is we have to have everybody agree that COVID-19 was made in the laboratory. It did not come from nature. And I'll tell you why. Because of Chinese military doctrine, they specifically state that they want to create biological weapons which have plausible deniability. In other words, they can say, well, we didn't do it, it came from nature. And therefore, if you don't pin this on the Chinese that it came from the laboratory, they're sure to do it again. The second thing is we have to expose fully China's biological warfare program. And the third thing we need to do is stop this scientific chain migration of Chinese, of CCP and PLA scientists coming to the United States, where they essentially steal our knowledge and skills, and we often pay them to do it.
It's incredible. I mean, to hear you say that. General McInerney, succinctly, what's your advice?
World War III started last year when COVID-19 was deliberately spread throughout the world. We're heavily engaged with it now. We do not understand that. And because of that, we've got a problem. We understood the Civil War, but we do not understand what has happened to us. We have lost 620,000 people to COVID-19, and we've probably lost at least another 100,000 to the vaccine. That is more than World War II. We lost about 420 or 440,000 people. And nobody is fazed by it. World War III has started, but it is a different type of war. And it's a war that we've got to understand. It's unrestricted warfare, and our military is clueless, pushing this critical race theory, which I call the communist race theory.
Wow. All right. We started with Dr. Lee Mingyong. I'd like to end there. Dr. Lee Mingyong, I want to give you a moment here to address the biological threat and the advice that Colonel Shellen has put out there and General McInerney and that we're faced with. What would that be?
I totally agree with Colonel Shellen and General McInerney's idea. And I think they have quite good knowledge about China and what we are suffering now. So actually, China won't stop. That's what I want to emphasize. And according to what they have done, we don't have much time. As we discussed, it's very urgent for all the humans in the world because this virus can spread very quickly and also it carries a lot of functions targeting humans. And by now, we still don't know quite a lot about this virus, how exactly it was modified, how many functions it carried, and also what else China can do to enhance it, because now we have a lot of variants. And also China is busy with studying other type of virus, because back to 10 years ago, China CDC had George Fu Gao, who is also the member, foreign membership of the National Academy of Science in US. He already organized a multi-lab project, which is conducted using the China government funding to search zoonotic virus, novel virus, especially the virus has a neurotoxicity, which can affect your neural system. They have a lot of materials in their hand, and they are building the labs all over the world, especially on the One Belt, One Road countries. And also the generals in bioweapons field got awarded by Chairman Xi this year. So based on all these things, I think the bio threat poses to all the people in the world is very clear. We have to defend to stop it.
Incredible. You know, this program, this hour we just listened to, by far exceeded my expectations of the kind of information we could bring to you. I was hopeful and I just had a feeling, and by far it was an extraordinary, extraordinary conversation. I'm thinking to myself, there's so much more we could have and would have loved to have dug into, and we will for sure on future broadcasts. It is tremendous appreciation and gratitude for these five amazing voices here. IQ Al-Razouli, Professor Larry Bell, Colonel Lawrence Sellen, Lieutenant General Tom McInerney, and Dr. Li Mengyun, and a big thank you to each of them for being here and being part of this. Now, this broadcast, as you're listening today on Sunday, plays, as you know, at 10 a.m. in the morning, and there is an encore at 6 p.m. Eastern time now. So 10 and 6 Eastern time on the network, America Out Loud Talk Radio. You can hear it on iHeartRadio, or of course, you can get the apps on Apple, Android, Alexa, as always, or many, many networks and our media player, many ways to listen. It does go to podcast Sunday afternoon immediately. Right around 3 o'clock for sure. You can get it on the front page of AmericaOutloud.com, and you can get it on Spotify, Stitcher, iHeart, Pandora, hundreds of podcast networks around the globe. So everybody can listen to this on demand, and you can share it for people to hear the out loud truth. My fellow Americans, it is sometimes a dire warning, but again, if liberty and justice is to prevail, it must start here. And it is going to have to be we the people that are going to have to stand tall and push back on all of the stories and the issues we've discussed with you today. And this is certainly at the front. This greatest threat is China to our salvation. Thank you for being on the mission here. And as always, it's time to get involved and get out.